Welcome to the Intuitive Rising Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Brooks. This is a podcast that invites you to remember who you are, return to yourself, and rise into your highest and best soul self. Every week, I will be sharing inspiring conversations about topics that hold keys to your awakening. My mission as an international evidential psychic medium, Reiki practitioner, and intuitive mentor is to help you rise into who you were born to be. Enjoy the show. Hey there. Welcome back to another episode of the Intuitive Rising Podcast. I am your host, Amy Brooks. It's so lovely to see you and welcome to your June energetic forecast, the sixth month of 2026. The year is flying. I don't know about you, but I'm finding it's moving pretty fast. So it is so nice to see you. Before we get into the messages this month, I will just share that everything's been going really well, and I have been opening myself up to new experiences. I have been setting my intention for fun and curiosity and kind of joyful type experiences to come my way. And I have been receiving them. So I've had a few really fun invitations as of lately that I am so excited to embark on that are happening over the summer months. And I will share about those as they come. But, you know, there is something to this, you know, aligning your heart and your mind and your soul with something and then allowing it to come into fruition to us. Speaking of allowing, that is an overall theme for us in the month of June. So I've already gone ahead and I've pulled the tarot and the oracle and soul's journey lesson cards, as I always do, ahead of time. And although right from the get-go when I first sat with the cards, they seemed quite different. Well, two feels similar and the other one was like, whoa, that's very different than the other two. But when you really sit with it, they share a common message. So there's definitely a common theme coming through for us in June 2026. I know June can be a really fun month for a lot of us. It is a season of weddings and family vacations and reunions and graduations. My middle child, who is in grade 12, is about to graduate high school. So that is certainly exciting for him and exciting for us as his parents. The years fly, right? What's that saying? Though the days are long, the years are short. Definitely agree with that. So whatever fun and joyful is happening for you this month and moving into the summer months, I wish you well and I wish you joy and peace and contentment is the word I'm hearing as well. So with that being said, let's get right into the message of June 2026. So the first card that comes up is from our tarot, and we've got the Ten of Cups, which is a magical card and absolutely fits into this overall time of year when we think about fun and momentous and joyful occasions and experiences. The Ten of Cups, we've got cups reflecting of our emotions and our heart, and ten is really kind of a full circle moment. As you can see in the image here, if you're watching this on YouTube, it just feels joyful. There's a lot of bright colors. There's two people sitting together and they've got their heads together and their arms around each other. And there's some children playing, just an overall sense of family and connection and harmony. And that's what this card is bringing forward. So some key words. It feels very relationship focused this month. It feels a great month for connection. So even if you don't have any plans as of yet, and there's none of those big momentous occasions, like for me with my son's high school graduation, it's still a fantastic month to put yourself out there and to connect. So to make plans, to, you know, go and do something fun. I'm hearing about newness as well. So it may be for some of us about putting ourselves in new situations. I'm also hearing very specifically that for some of us, we're kind of embarking on or we're ready for new relationships. Now this can be extended to friends, but I feel more strongly connected to relationships. So some of us, romantic relationship, meaning some of us may be you know, ready for new beginnings when it comes to relationships, and we're ready to start a new one. We're ready to, I just hear we're ready for more. We're ready for more. So if that's you, if you're listening and you resonate with that, it feels like the opportune time to do so, to put yourself out there, to expand when it comes to this. It feels like it's a really good time, and there's some really good things waiting for you around the bend. So we've got connection and harmony. Feels like relationships, the relationships that we are in, it feels like they will be moving relatively smoothly. If there is any, you know, bumps in the road, so to speak, or problems, issues, challenges that we have had relationally, feels like a good month to, you know, extend that olive branch, to have those conversations, to hash it out and work it out, because it feels like there's this overall collective, I keep saying it almost like a net, like a collective net in which everyone is kind of striving for the same thing. Like the best way to say this is, if there's something that's on your heart and you're wanting to make a relationship better, it feels like you should follow that nudge, is what I will say. And it feels like you will be held safe. So regardless of what the outcome of that may be, you will be safe in the expression, in the doing. Right? It feels like a release and a relief coming through. This is about heart expansion, about opening up, being ready, right? There's this definite theme of readiness. And that is something that I picked up on in all three messages today, all three cards, was a sense of readiness. June feels like we're ready. That's the energy of the month. We're ready for something. And I'm seeing, you know, the image of, you know, leaves and buds and how they're just ready. They're just ready to go. And suddenly one day, you know, they're closed, and then you go outside the next morning and they're fully opened, right? It's a sense of like, there's no rush here. You have been taking your time with something, or you've been waiting for something, and maybe we're getting a little bit impatient, but we can't really rush the process. But right now it's go time. And that's what I hear. And extend this as well to like any personal endeavors. If you are ready for something new, like, and to take a chance on yourself professionally, or like I said, in a relationship wise, if you're trying to make a decision, I'm wondering about moving for some people. It feels like it's time to make that decision for yourself. And it feels like that would be, you'd be held and safe. And there's also, like I said, the season of readiness, the season of expansion. So it's go time, baby. It's go time. Don't hold yourself back. And then lastly, with this card, I just heard all is well. All is well. And it reminds me of this t-shirt I tried on last night. I went to the store last night to look for a outfit to wear to my son's high school graduation. And I found one. I just tried on it. I didn't buy the t-shirt. I'm not wearing the t-shirt to his graduation ceremony. However, I did try on a t-shirt that I really, really liked, and I might go back for. Not that I need another t-shirt, but you know, it was green and it said, "All is well with my soul." And that is so on point with this month's energy. All is well. All is well with me. All is well with you. Okay, let's move on to the next card. So this is where we take a little bit of a turn with the next two cards, with the Oracle card and the Soul's Journey lesson card. And at first I was like, whoa, that's quite different than the Ten of Cups. But stick with me, because we do have this overall theme and they all fit together very nicely. So we've got card number 11, and it says Forest Tears. So we're like, oh, you know, this kind of brings forward a feeling of sadness, potentially. You think of tears, right? But there's also happy tears. There's also healing tears. There's also release in tears, right? This made me feel, this was so on point for me, because it really resonated. Literally last night, so I'm in the end of May now. I'm recording this the end of May 2026. Last night, we had a lot of rain and it was quite windy. It wasn't like hurricane strength wind or anything like that, but it was windy. Our whole tree, we have one tree on our front yard, the whole tree blew over and lifted up from its roots and collapsed. We're so sad. My youngest son cried. He's like, oh, you know, I feel so bad for the tree. And I'm like, I do too. I totally understand why he feels that way. But yeah, we lost our tree last night. So I'm going to do something special there. I'm going to plant something in its place. But yeah, that was really resonant when this card came up. The tree cries. It does. It cries. So forest tears. What is this saying to us? Well, the overall message that comes through with this card is grieving. Okay. And, grieving or just in general, releasing emotion. And there's that like tie that connects the Ten of Cups with, or the Suit of Cups really, with this card is emotion, emotion, emotion. So this is a time when we are releasing and letting go of things. And potentially for some of us, this is a time and a sign with this card that we have done that work and we have released and we have grieved as we should. And now we're ready. And for some of us, it's saying, hey, we have a little bit of this residual stuff that we've been avoiding or not fully bringing to the surface, and we need to do so in order to expand and grow. So, whichever of those two resonate with you, please know that this leads to more readiness. It leads to expansion and growth. So, if you are feeling a certain way, when we say grief, we're not just talking about, a death. We are in a literal sense, although for some of us maybe, and if so, I'm sorry, and my heart is with you. It may be just that we're grieving the end of a relationship, or we're grieving the end of a situation, we're grieving the end of a certain feeling that we had, we're grieving the end of a chapter, right? And maybe it's not grieving for you. Maybe it's more just like the release of those emotions. When I think about myself as a parent, and it's kind of this melancholy that comes through with high school graduations and all of those big monumental chapters in a child's life as well as a parent's life. It's like, oh, childhood over. School age child is now an adult. There's a sense of grief that comes with that, even though on the other side there's joy and fulfillment and happiness for your child and also yourself for this new beginning of parenthood. And so it may resonate in a way like that, as it does for me. So basically, this card is saying, feel your feels in the month of June. Any emotions that's coming up for you, whether it's happy or sad, needs to be dealt with. It's a month of release, and this month of release opens yourself up to grab on to the things that are meant to be and meant to come in your life at this time. So grieving, allow and don't avoid your feelings, please. And thank you, I hear. Lastly, kind of staying with that general theme, I asked the deck, okay, what is this overall teaching us? Like, where's the soul growth in that? And we've got this card. We've got the death card, which I know sometimes we're like, oh no, scary. It's not. We don't mean literal death here, okay? It says, I am learning that endings are merely beginnings. This fits in that chapter that we've just spoken about. We are ending a chapter in some way. It might be very, very obvious. It might be less obvious, but there's this feeling of we're ready to move from something or from someone or from a certain emotion or feeling that's been holding us back. And we're not meant to avoid and hide and bury it. We're meant to feel it so we can put it to rest and we can open this new door, this new chapter of life. So endings are merely beginnings. Changes are upon us. And that's very, very clear of the message that I'm hearing for June 2026. And it's kind of fitting when you think about it. We're kind of like approaching the midway point of the year. We're about to walk into, at the end of this month, into the second half of the year. So there's some things that want to be kind of wrapped up in this first chapter of 2026 before we enter the second chapter of 2026. So overall, embrace change, embrace endings. This is a great time to let things go, to release so that you can move forward. And like I said, some of us, this is a sign that we've done the work and now we're ready to say yes to ourselves and put ourselves out there. And some of us, it's saying, hey, a little bit more work here. Don't be afraid of change. The only constant in life is change. So the overall theme with these three cards are readiness, a readiness to open, a readiness to let go, and a readiness to expand, which is gorgeous. Gorgeous message. So let's stay with this for a moment. I'm just going to get my pen and notebook, and we're going to take a moment to see what comes in organically for us, if there are any other messages about that. But also, we know that we always tap into an animal messenger, a color, and a number for our month as well. So let's see where we go here. Okay, we've got a dragonfly. Now, dragonflies may be a specific sign for somebody listening or watching today. You know, that might be your specific sign that you ask for or that you see a lot from your loved ones in spirit. And so if so, please take this as a little spirit wink and a hello from your loved ones. But also there's a message here with the dragonfly, and the message... Okay, so let's see what we pick up on here. So there's this like overall sense with the dragonfly of, you know, like a dragonfly is ancient. A dragonfly has, you know, lived through hundreds of thousands of years, right? Like it's ancient is what's coming through. And so with that, there's this like resilience that comes through with the dragonfly. I've been here and I'm not going anywhere. So definitely the message that comes, but hold on. So there's resiliency, and with that comes like strength and like really kind of digging your heels in, like in being, in persevering and being strong and sturdy and here, present comes in. But there's also, if you think about, you know, the mechanics of a dragonfly, it flies, it's light, it weighs like what, an ounce, right? It's so fragile and it's so whimsical and light and airy, yet it holds this presence and this sturdiness like a rock of like, I'm resilient, I'm not going anywhere. It can adjust. It can adjust its sails. So that's what the message is bringing through, is like sometimes being soft, like being soft and open with your emotions, with your heart, is actually strength. Right? Like that's the strength you're going after this month. And you kind of, I'm hearing like kudos, kudos to you in being so strong and emotionally resilient. And if there's something on your heart, if there's something weighing heavily, I hear you are resilient. You will overcome this. You will move through this. Don't rush the process. Grieve, feel your feels, feel all the emotions. Remember, we can't rush the process. Just like the bud on the tree, we can't make the leaf come right now. We have to wait until it's ready, all in time. That's the overall message from the dragonfly. And I love that so, so much. If we happen to be seeing dragonflies this month, living ones, or, you know, a picture of one, some reference to them online, etc., please take that as well as a spirit wink for all of us to bring forward that message of emotional resiliency rather. Okay. Number, please, and thank you. Very much in the twos this month. I saw 222, which we know is my special number, but I also saw 212. So keep those both in mind this month, if you're seeing them often, 212 and 222. Okay. And this is about leading oneself with the heart, leading with the heart. I hear leading with the heart. We can see this overall theme in such a big way this month, leading with the heart. So if we are struggling to make a decision, struggling to make, have a conversation, struggling to make a decision, struggling to put ourselves out there, struggling with our emotions, etc., I hear, lead with your heart, ask your heart, check in with your heart. Wear your heart on the sleeve. Yeah. Be vulnerable. Be vulnerable. Say how you feel. Get it off your heart. Get it off your chest. That's what I'm hearing. Okay, thank you. And do we have a color? We've got silver. We have had silver. I feel like if I looked back in the year, we might have had that once before this year, in the last 6 months or so. But before that, it was a color that didn't come in very often. Okay, silver brings through a feeling of alchemy. Okay. And that brings, alchemy is this feeling of being, to transform or transmute something, right? To take something or take two things or three things or whatever it is and make it into something beautiful, to turn it into something beautiful. So if we're thinking about challenge, if we're thinking about feelings that are tough or hard, if we're thinking about grief, if we're thinking about feeling stuck in some way, you know, making hard decisions. I'm hearing through that challenge, through that muck, comes this really beautiful thing. So this is the way we're being led to the beautiful thing. So we can't, if we run from the way we feel or from wanting to release how we feel, communicate how we feel, repair something, deal with something, take something out of hiding within us. If we try to avoid this month, I'm just hearing we're delaying this beautiful resiliency and vulnerability, and from that comes new expansive, aligned experiences and relationships, especially, that we're looking for. So don't run. Don't hide from it. Go there this month. And we know that there's going to be some really good times this month. I was looking for the Ten of Cups. Can't find it. I think I put it back in the deck. But we know there is this great opportunity for connection and harmony and relationship and expansion and feeling that all is well. So on the other side of that challenge, of that difficulty, lies that. And that's what we want. Be brave. Be brave. Do the thing. Say the thing. It was so lovely to connect with you. I hope this information, this guidance, sits with you and reaches your heart and allows you to grow and expand and let go. Okay? All the best. I'll see you here again very soon.
If you have enjoyed this episode, please consider hopping on over to wherever you listen to your podcast and giving it a 5-star review. Thank you so much in advance. If you'd like to keep in touch, please head over to my website, theintuitiverising.com, to keep up with all the things that I have been doing. I also have a private Facebook community for people just like you. It's called the Intuitive Rising Community. All you gotta do is request to join, and I will let you in. Keep rising.